There was unwanted cleavage in his face, and his life had made an unexpected turn into television sitcom territory. He had the right to have a minor freakout. "Too bad," Alex said, pouting. "I'd rather have you as my supervisor than Santa." Oh, God, she was flirting. What the hell had Mia told her? He nervously cleared his throat. "That's nice." It wasn't supposed to be a question, but it came out like one, his voice cracking at the end. He was staggeringly out of his depth, and it was showing in every way imaginable. There was no way it could get worse. Mia pushed up from her slouch. "You should see all the chicks that come in here just to ogle him. It's insane. Last week, this customer kept asking him to reach down to get items from the bottom shelves, and then she didn't even buy anything." It got worse. Cal flushed, his face heating, the blush spreading down his neck and up to his hairline. Alex eyed him appreciatively. "I can see why. Do you work out?" "He used to be a pro athlete," Mia said. She really needed to stop talking, especially since he could see the gears in Alex's head turning, the questions in her eyes. This conversation was one he didn't want to have anywhere, much less in the middle of his place of employment with a girl he was beginning to vaguely dislike. He needed a way out. Cal glanced over to Xander for assistance, for support, for anything really, and his heart immediately sank to his knees. Xander stood hunched in his jacket, and he stared at the floor, frowning. Cal had never seen Xander frown until now. The whole situation had moved from worse to decidedly horrible. Mia and Alex continued chatting, their voices in an annoying hum, and Cal needed to retreat, quickly if not gracefully. Apparently, Xander felt the same. "I have to go," Xander muttered at the same time Cal took a step back from the counter and said, "I need to go help that customer." Their eyes met for a brief moment before Xander looked away.
"See you around, Cal."
Xander sounded resigned, like this sort of thing happened all the time. Cal swallowed around the lump in his throat.
"Yeah, see ya."
He watched as Xander left the store, then scurried away to find someone to help. He doubted Alex and Mia even noticed he'd left. Brock laughed for 5 solid minutes, took a breath, and laughed some more. Cal waited for Brock to tire himself out. Chances were it would take a while, so Cal dropped on the sofa next to him and crossed his arms. He stared petulantly at the coffee table, categorizing the detritus strewn across it while Brock continued to mock his pain.
"Okay," Brock said, taking a breath. "Okay.
I just have to ask, when did your life become a cheesy teen soap opera?" Cal glared. "My life is not a cheesy teen soap opera."
"It so is," Brock crowed. "It's not." "Oh, wait." Brock suddenly brightened. "Are there vampires involved? Werewolves? Please tell me this is a supernatural teen drama. That would actually be cool, bro."
Cal tucked his arms closer around his body and pouted. He was not going to mention the fact that the guy he liked routinely dressed as an elf. That was asking for trouble.
"I hate you."
He didn't really. He actually loved Brock a lot, but things were pretty bad when he was using Brock as a social barometer. This was the guy who thought it was all right to belch in a restaurant as long as you said something funny when you did it.
"You love me, bro. Don't even."
Cal sighed, propping his feet up on the coffee table, his heel landing in a snack cake wrapper. "Are you going to help me, or are you going to laugh at me?" Brock put on an expression of mock hurt and placed a hand on his chest.
"Help you, of course. But I also want to point out that I totally called that Alex wasn't your type."
Cal sighed heavily. "Yes, yes, you did."
"Good. Now that we have that out of the way, we can discuss. There are elf twins named Alexandra and Alexander." "Who does that? Seriously.